Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome to Send It In here on the BetQL Network. I'm Kate Constable, filling in for PJ today. He's enjoying a nice long weekend off, but we've got a great show planned for you still rolling on today. We're going to kick things off with a little playoff Peej, talking Stanley Cup Finals Game 6 tonight. We've got Big League Peej, MLB games going on today. College World Series starts this weekend. We'll move over to Off the Glass, talk some WNBA, some futures. We've got Copa America going on, so we're going to talk some football as well. And then Lucy Burge is going to join us for Model Making Money. She's been at the Celtics parade today, so we're going to get a check on how that's been for Lucy out in Boston. But throughout the show, we want to hear from you. Send in your questions, comments, best bets for today. Put that all in the chat, and we'll answer them all as the show goes on. And if you missed anything from today's show, you can catch it all on the Send It In podcast to get that available wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go. Glass is in session. NHL Stanley Cup, we've got game six tonight. Panthers took the 3-0 lead, but the Oilers forced a game six back in Edmonton tonight, 8 p.m. Puck drops. Total sitting at 5.5, overs hitting the last two games. Oilers are slight favorites on the money line, minus 120. Panthers are at even money to win tonight. Edmonton is looking to become the first team since the 1941-42 Toronto Maple Leafs to erase a 3-0 series deficit and win the Stanley Cup. Obviously, if they want to win the cup, Edmonton needs to win tonight. However, I don't think that's going to be the case. I'm taking the Panthers on the money line tonight. The Oilers have been great these past two games, right? Their special teams throughout the entire series has been the difference. They've held the Panthers to just 1-for-16 on the power play. Really impressive, 93% kill rate. Oilers also have two shorthanded goals in game 4 and 5. Stuart Skinner has been great, only allowed 4 goals in his last two games. Is this sustainable, though? Is the Panthers offense that's been kind of non-existent the last two games, is that going to be the same way, or is they going to show up much better like they did early on in this series? I think the Panthers are going to come into Edmonton kind of being pissed off, having to travel all the way back across the country. Pressure again. It is a little bit on Florida tonight because they don't want to go to a game seven, but the pressure's still on Edmonton because this could be their season. Matthew Tkachuk played really well in game 5. I think he's going to be able to build on that tonight. So I'm going to take the Panthers on the money line tonight. As far as Conn Smythe, Connor McDavid, he's been unbelievable lately, and he's the favorite at minus 350 right now to win the Conn Smythe. Alexander Barkov, plus 350, Bobrovsky, 10-1. Those are the next two closest players in this award market. Connor McDavid, fourth highest point total of any player in NHL history in an individual postseason. He's 5 points away from tying Wayne Gretzky for the most points anyone has had in a 7-game playoff series. I think he's able to get this done regardless of if Edmonton wins tonight or not. He would be one of the very few players that we've ever had. We haven't had a player on a losing team win this award since 2003, and it's only happened once with a non-goalie. So McDavid's certainly going to be making history if he does, in fact, win the Conn Smythe at minus 350. The odds aren't there. You don't want to bet into this. It's over in terms of finding any sort of value on McDavid winning this. So if you haven't bet this at this point, I would just sit back, relax, maybe bet on the game itself versus jumping in to Conn Smythe, because I think McDavid is going to run away with it. All right, moving on to Big League Peach. We've got a full MLB slate today. Starting things off with our first afternoon game, 2:20 first pitch. We've got Cubs and Mets. Total sitting at 8.5. Mets plus 125 on the money line. Cubs the favorite at minus 150. We've got Jose Quintana going up against Shota Imanaga. Imanaga's been great for the most part, but he's facing a Mets lineup that's been dominant against lefties. The Mets have a 167 WRC plus and an OPS over 900 in June against lefties, which is pretty impressive. Cubs have also had a ton of success against lefties as well, and they're going up against left-hander Quintana. He's given up at least 3 earned runs in 4 of his last 5 starts. The wind also blowing slightly out today at Wrigley. It's going to be a hot day in the 90s, so balls are going to be flying. I'm going to take the over 8.5 runs in Cubs-Mets tonight. Diamondbacks and Phillies. D-backs plus 120 on the money line. Phillies the favorite at minus 145. Total sitting at 10. First pitch is set for 6:40 this evening. We've got Jordan Montgomery on the mound for Arizona. I'm going to fade Montgomery in this one. Under 4.5 walks is my favorite play here. Montgomery has an ERA of 6 and a 1.63 whip. He's only struck out more than 4 batters twice this season, and one of those was in his most recent outing against the White Sox. The other one came in against the Reds. Both of those teams, though, bottom 10 in K rate. Phillies are in the top half of the league in strikeout rate, and they've hit lefties well all season long. So I don't see Montgomery having a whole lot of success tonight. I'm going to take his under 4.5 Ks. Braves and Yankees. This is going to be a fun series. Yankees are coming off just absolutely getting steamrolled yesterday by the Orioles. That was a loss in the column for me yesterday because I was on the Yankees. I'm going to go first 5 under in this one because we have 2 great pitchers. Chris Sale going for Atlanta, Carlos Rodon going for the Yankees. Total for the full game is 8.5, but first 5, we're looking at 4.5. I'm going to take the under just because we have 2 great pitchers on the mound today. On the road this year, Atlanta is also 29th in runs scored in the first 5 innings. They're only averaging 1.7 runs early on in games. The Yankees, on the other hand, they are the second best team in terms of runs scored early, but with how Sale's been pitching lately, he's only allowed 2 or fewer runs in 4 of his last 5 games. So I think he can keep them at bay pretty early. I'm going to say this is going to be a lower scoring game early on, under 4.5 runs in the first 5. Mariners and Marlins. Mariners favorite in Miami today. Mariners are minus 160 on the money line. Marlins plus 155. Miami's lineup's going to be facing George Kirby, who's only allowed 4 earned runs in his last 4 starts. Kirby's given up quite a few home runs this season. That's kind of been his downfall for the Mariners. But that's not a concern against this Marlins lineup. Marlins are averaging the fewest home runs per game in the league, barely at 1 per game, which is just, I mean, really, that's awful. So I'm going to take the Mariners on the money line. You do have to lay a little bit extra juice at minus 160, but I think it's worth it in this matchup. Other game I like today, Nationals and Rockies. This is in Colorado. The Rockies are coming off of a series against the Dodgers. They only won 1 of those games, so lost that series. Nationals minus 115 on the money line. They're slight dogs to the Rockies, who are minus 105. Total here is sitting at 11 runs. Rockies right-handed pitcher Dakota Hudson, he's been awful this season. He has an xERA and an xFIP above 5 overall, and at home his ERA jumps to above 7 with a hard hit rate of 41%. He also has yet to earn a win at Coors Field this season. DJ Hers only has 3 major league starts for the Nats, but he tossed 13 strikeouts in his last outing, and I think he can continue building off that momentum tonight. So I'm going to back the slight underdog on the road, taking the Nats on the money line. College World Series. We have game 1 of that 3-game series this weekend. Number 1, Tennessee going up against number 3, Texas A&M. I'm looking at Tennessee here. I mean, they're chalky, minus 155 in game 1 on Saturday, minus 210 as the favorites to win the entire thing. Beat Florida State 7-2 to get to this point. Texas A&M beat Florida 6-0 to get here. Both teams have great starting pitchers, but the Vols offense is much more dangerous. It outscored its opponents by 50 runs throughout this entire tournament. 91 total runs scored for Tennessee up against A&M's 60 runs. So quite a discrepancy there. The Vols are going to be limited by the Aggies' arms just a little bit, but I don't think it's going to be enough to keep them off the board altogether. So I am going to take Tennessee to win game one, minus 55. We'll lay a little extra juice there. All right. Well, let's check in on some of these questions here. Moist Cupcakes 11 says, I'm hesitant to take the Panthers on the money line. Looks like money has come in on Edmonton, and that's shifted the line towards them more. And the crowd in Edmonton can really help the Oilers. The fans there are insane. Moist Cupcakes, I don't disagree with you there. The crowd in Edmonton is going to be absolutely crazy tonight. I'd even argue that Edmonton has a little bit more momentum going into this series. But if Bobrovsky is able to perform at all like he did in those first three games, I think the Panthers win this one. He's let in a couple easy ones in games 4 and 5 that are kind of not characteristic of his performance throughout really the whole season and the postseason. So I understand the concern. This really is, I mean, the odds suggest that this is kind of a game that could go either way, but I'm back in the Panthers here tonight. All right, off the glass, we've got WNBA slate today. Fever Dream, this is a big game. Tonight, Caitlin Clark in action. Any game that Caitlin Clark is in action is a big game. We've also got a question from B. Mills. B. Mills says, talking about the WNBA, he's got a 30% profit boost on any WNBA bet. Kate, what's something that you like? Well, B. Mills, I'm going to tell you right now. We're going to talk about it. I like the Fever minus 2.5 against the Dream tonight. The Fever beat the Dream earlier this season. Caitlin Clark played awful in that game. She finished with 7 points, was 3-for-11 shooting. I think she bounces back, has a better game tonight. I'm not going to look at her props tonight in particular. Going to look at someone else on the Fever. But first, in terms of why I like the Fever to win, Ryan Howard is out for Atlanta. She's their best player. That's a huge loss for them. This game is also being played at State Farm Arena, which isn't where the Dream typically play. They're not used to playing in a massive arena in front of a sold-out crowd, but that's the Caitlin Clark effect that we've seen this season. The Fever are used to this. Caitlin Clark's used to this. That team is used to this. They're not going to be, you know, shy away from playing in a sold-out arena today. Fever also have 3 straight wins and are starting to put things together now that their schedule has calmed down a little bit. So I like Fever minus 2.5 here as road favorites. I also, B-Mills, this is my prop I like tonight. Aaliyah Boston over 15.5 points. She and Caitlin Clark have really started to click lately. A lot of the passes that Caitlin Clark was throwing that resulted in turnovers early on in the season are now finding the hands of Aaliyah Boston, and she's really benefiting from it. 27 points against Atlanta just 3 games ago when these two teams played, 19 points against Chicago, and 22 against Washington. So I'm looking at Aaliyah Boston to continue strong performances, both scoring and on the boards. I don't think the books have totally caught up to that yet. Over to Aces and Suns. That's a massive, massive game tonight. Aces minus 5.5. They are the favorite on the money line, minus 210. Total here is 64.5. I like the over in this game. Aces lead the league in pace. They just put up 93 points on the Storm in their last outing. And the Storm are number 3 in terms of defensive rating throughout the entire W. Chelsea Gray is also back in the lineup for the Aces, and their offense just runs so much smoother with her on the floor. So despite Las Vegas dropping a couple games early this season, I think they finally got their feet under them a little bit more, and their offense has been clicking, especially with Gray back. That's only going to continue getting better. Now, the Sun are top 3 in field goal percentage. They're top 4 in offensive rating, so we're also going to get plenty of points from Connecticut. Defensively, the Sun are the best team in the league, but their schedule has been really soft. So I'm not sure that's totally reflective of being able to slow down a team as powerful, that has as powerful of an offense as the Aces. So I am going to take the over 164.5 in Suns and Aces tonight. Tomorrow, we've got 3-game slate in the W. One of my favorite plays in one of those games, Sparks and Liberty. I like the Liberty team total over 90.5. I fully recognize that that's a massive total, right? Asking someone to score 90 points is a lot, but New York has scored 90 plus in 3 straight games. And that includes their most recent game, which was a loss to Phoenix. So They're scoring a ton. They're also coming off of a loss. So they're going to be pissed off, wanting to bounce back with a big performance. And they can do that against a Sparks team that just took a big hit with Cameron Brink getting injured. She tore her ACL. She's going to miss the rest of the season. She's going to miss the Olympics, the 3-on-3. Ryan Howard, who I mentioned for the Dream, who's also out, she was on that 3-on-3 team as well. She's also going to miss the Olympics most likely. So a huge blow to that squad, but also to their respective teams in the W. I think New York is able to put up a boatload of points over the Sparks defense. So team total for the Liberty over 90.5 in tomorrow's matchup. If we look a little bit at some of the futures, Asia Wilson minus 225 to win MVP. I think you could argue Alyssa Thomas at 7-1 is a good look. Nafisa Collier 8-1 also, but Wilson's kind of feels like she's running away with it. So I'm not sure this is a market I want to totally jump into right now. What I do want to jump into is model making money. We're going to bring in Lucy Burge to give us our 5-star best bet. Lucy, before we get into the 5-star best bet, you've got your Celtics hat on tonight. I've seen all the videos we've been posting on Twitter. You were at the Celtics parade. What was that like this morning?
Yes. Hello, Kate. Fresh off the parade, just in the door. This was unbelievable. This is one of the coolest things I have ever experienced. And I have experienced other parades in this city, the Patriots Super Bowl parade, the 2018 Red Sox World Series parade. And I stood today in the same spot where I watched those two parades. And this parade was different. And I think it was because of the weather. The weather is so beautiful. It is hot out today. I had curled my hair this morning, as I do. And I know we both have the Dyson Airwrap, Kate, and it's a good product, but I went out there and my hair just went poof, because it's so hot and so humid, but beautiful, beautiful day today. And people were in a good mood. The atmosphere was a little bit, I would say not impatient, but like, when are the duck boats coming through? I was at the end of the parade, where basically near where I live, down the street from where I live. And I waited, we were waiting. As soon as you see the confetti, you want to cry. They come through with the confetti and it's just everywhere. And I took some too to remember the parade by. And you see, I ended up in the perfect spot because the parade came right by me. Instead of like going straight, it turned. Basically, I don't want to say which street, it's on my street. And I'm like, oh my God, they're coming right by us. So I basically followed the parade home. And here I am, because Jason Tatum got a massive ovation. There were some F Kyrie chants, of course. And Luca got a little bit of ribbing there. There was a sign that said Luca would be complaining about the traffic today. There was a little bit of that, but mostly just a joyous day. The MVP chants for Jaylen Brown give you chills. It was just such a happy day. Brad Stevens went right by me. Everyone chanting, "We did it, Joe," when Missoula went by. Amazing. Just an incredible, incredible day. And what a day to be a Boston sports fan, because it really brought the whole city together and everyone was really packed in there. But it was really just an amazing day overall. You leave and you're like, that was so cool. Like they just go right by you. It's unbelievable. People were just in a great mood. Really, really top 5 day in the city, I would say.
Top 5 days, pretty good, Lucy. I mean, yeah. I'm jealous. I would love a day where my Dyson hair wrap doesn't work because I'm having so much fun out in the sun, running up and down the streets, watching the parade. Right, yeah. It didn't work for a very good reason. And to see all those players go by, to see like the love that the fans have for Missoula and company. Mm-hmm. I went into the finals not really like loving the Celtics, right? I'm a Bulls fan. I'm a Timberwolves fan. Like, I can't like the Celtics. They kind of became lovable towards the end once you watch all the interviews. So very jealous that you got to be a part of that parade today, that you got to keep some of the confetti. Very, very jealous of you there. All right, Lucy, can you give us 5-star best bets? I know that's not going to trump the parade today, but we got to do it.
Well, you know why it might, Kate, because the 5-star play from the BetQL model today is Red Sox Reds over 9 runs. Right? Oh, it's a big day. The Red Sox have hit the over in 4 of their last 5 games and in 5 of their last 7 on the road. They will be on the road in this one. And both of these teams are averaging over 4 runs scored per game. So the BetQL model loves the over here of 9 runs for Red Sox Reds tonight.
I mean, yeah, you have the Celtics celebrating the parade. The Reds are going to explode with a ton of runs. It's just a good day for Boston sports.
Okay, have a great day.
Exactly, right? No. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to be wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. And yes. Lucy, you host the Bet Slips and Bad Flips with Jake. That's coming up in just a little while. Yesterday on the show, one of the home run props that you gave out hit on the show. What was that?
It did. It was Yordan Alvarez. He hit a home run right there on the show. And I got to celebrate that on the show, which has not happened yet. But I do hope that it does happen again in the future. I got to start betting more home run props on day games because I want that to keep happening. That was really fun.
That's amazing. Any home run prop today, or are you going to save those for the show?
I do have a home run prop today. It is Royce Lewis to hit a home run against the A's. He has hit an extraordinary number of home runs in his last 9 games. He's got 6 of them in his last 9 games, and he only has 9 total home runs this season. So he is hitting the majority of his home runs in his last 9 games. I think today is a great spot for him to make it 3 games in a row with a home run, because against Joey Estes, he has 1 home run in 2 at-bats. So he has done pretty well against him. And I think he'll do pretty well today and hit another home run.
They don't call you Lucy Longball for nothing, Lucy. Love that one. Is there going to be any more Celtics partying tonight once work has wrapped up for the day?
Oh, you know what, though, Kate? I will be at Fenway Park tonight, even though the Red Sox are on the road. Hootie and the Blowfish and Bare Naked Ladies will be at Fenway Park tonight performing, and Edwin McCain, and I forget who else. But it's a packed day. I have to figure out my other outfit. I'm not wearing this to the concert. It's got to be, concert mode. But I'm most excited to see Bare Naked Ladies, though I do love Hootie. So it's a pretty big day. And the confetti will, I'm sure, still be on the street. So it'll be a fun night. It's a packed day. But I waited.
Who are you, Lucy?
I don't know.
Like, I'm living the life.
Right. And I waited to partake in anything because there were a lot of people who were maybe a little bit off their rocker, the parade, probably contact high, honestly, from that. But there, it was just a fun day all around. You get like a natural high from everything that's going on. So so tonight maybe, it's just an all around, just bookend of the day.
Love it, Lucy. Thanks for coming on, giving us the update on the Celtics and the 5-star best bets. Have a good rest of your day. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kate. I'll talk to you soon.
That was Lucy Burge. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, moving on. Goals with Glasser, a little new segment we have today because Copa America is happening this weekend going forward. USA and Bolivia, they play on Sunday. That's going to be the US's first game. They're the heavy favorites in this one, right? They should be. Minus 550 on the money line. A tie is 6-1, and Bolivia is well above 14-1 to win this game. Total goals sitting at 2.5. I actually like the U.S., their team total, to go over 2.5 goals themselves. You can get that for even money. U.S. just has a significant talent advantage over Bolivia with Adams, Pulisic, McKinney. I feel like they're just going to kind of run through this Bolivia team. Bolivia's defense is also terrible. They were outscored 7-1 in their last 3 friendlies. And Bolivia's really good at home. They have a great home field advantage. That's not going to be the case here. We're playing in America. This is going to be U.S. Too juicy to lay, minus 550 on the money line. So I'm taking USA team total over 2.5. Top goal scorer in Copa, I'm going to go with Darwin Nunez, plus 450 on Uruguay. Messi's the favorite, plus 350. But I'm no soccer expert when it comes to all this. So I've kind of done some research and reaching out to friends who are soccer experts. And I've talked to a few of them that say Nunez is a great option for a great price. He has goals in 4 straight matches against Colombia, Brazil, Argentina, Bolivia. They're all in their Copa America group. Nunez has also scored 6 goals in his last 5 outings against Uruguay. And he turns 25 on Monday. So what a great start to his birthday. Uruguay opens play against Panama on Monday. He's going to be good to go. So I like Nunez plus 450 to be the top goal scorer. All right. PJ's plays, more like Kate's plays today. Going streaking. I got the streak back to 1 yesterday. Jorge Soler got a hit in his game. We're going to run it back. not with Soler, but with another player to get a hit. I'm going to take Jesse Winker. He has a hit in five straight games. He's hitting .286 against righties and is facing Dakota Hudson, righty for the Rockies tonight. Hudson's been absolutely terrible, so I think Winker can get a hit tonight, and we can continue the streak, build it to two. That way PJ can take over on Monday when he's back, and he'll have a nice little streak going for him to build off of. I'm just glad I didn't ruin any streak that PJ had. That's all I really cared about coming into tonight. My prop lock. I like Aaliyah Boston. Talked about this earlier, over 15 and a half points against the Dream. Now that the Fever kind of have a little bit easier schedule, they're able to stop and breathe a little bit in between games. They've started to click more. Caitlin Clark and Boston have started to click. Clark's assists gone up just a little bit because, again, more chemistry with this team, with this offense, and Aaliyah Boston's benefiting from it a ton in terms of her scoring and rebounding. I like the points today because Atlanta's backcourt isn't all that great. Boston had 27 points when these two teams met just a couple games ago. She had 19 against Chicago the other day, 22 in her last matchup against the Washington Mystics. So I like Boston to go well above 15 and a half tonight against the Dream. Dog of the day. Panthers money line. I know this is one that people can kind of go back and forth on. Moist Cupcakes 11 was a little hesitant to take the Panthers on the money line. I just think we've seen the best we could possibly see from Edmonton over these last two games, and the Panthers have played not up to their standards. Panthers are the better team. They've been the better team throughout, minus those couple of games throughout the entire postseason, and I think they show up big tonight. Bobrovsky's been great in goal early on in this series. If he's able to have similar performances to what he had in games 1, 2, and 3, this is going to be hard for even Connor McDavid, McJesus, to perform the way he's been these last two games. So I like the Panthers, slight dogs, even money on the money line. Sean, give us your best bet for today.
Yeah, Kate, I am going to be going to that same game, Panthers and Oilers game 6. I'm going to take Panthers on my line. It's a little parlay, and Matthew Tkachuk to score. It's plus 340. Is this because I have a Matthew Tkachuk 320-1 to win the Conn Smythe ticket? Maybe. I cannot confirm nor deny that statement. But what I will say is that Matthew Tkachuk has been playing. He had a great game 5, struggled early on in the series, but has had a pretty solid postseason. And he's the heart and soul of this Panthers team. As you talked about earlier, I'm sure they are pissed that they have to go back up to Edmonton to go play this game. And I think that they're going to come out there, and he's going to be just the driving force behind. He's going to find the back of the net, maybe hopefully 2, who knows, maybe 3. And I can be a little more confident that he takes this Conn Smythe away from McDavid. Doubtful, but a boy can dream. So I like Panthers for sure to win, and Tkachuk to find the back of the net, plus 340 parlay.
Sean, I will dream as well for you, because I know you're going to have a massive, massive payday if Tkachuk is able to win the Conn Smythe. What we need to happen for you to win that is obviously Tkachuk to have a massive game, but Connor McDavid also to play really poorly tonight.
For sure.
That's going to be hard to happen based on, 8 points in the last two games for McDavid. But, hey, crazier things have happened. Edmonton's on the verge of coming back from a 0-3 deficit. That would be wild, too. So it's not over until it's over, Sean. We will be rooting for your Tkachuk Conn Smythe ticket.
Tkachuk legacy game, as some might call it, you know?
That's what we need for sure. Yeah. Yes. Legacy game from Tkachuk. Legacy bet from producer Shawnee Sean. All right. My best bet for today, Fever minus 2.5 against the Dream. I mean, we talked about this game earlier in the show, again, with the Aaliyah Boston prop, but the Fever have really, gotten better over these last couple of weeks. They have 3 straight wins, looking to build on that against a Dream team that they already beat just a couple weeks ago. The Dream are going to be without their best player in Ryan Howard, so that's going to be tough for them to slow down a Fever team that's kind of clicking right now. The Fever schedule early in the season was extremely difficult, and I'm not sure people realize that quite enough. They played some of the top teams in the league. They played a ton of games in a very short span. They didn't have a whole lot of rest and a lot of travel mixed in. I'm not saying the Fever are going to be one of the top teams in the league or even, mid-tier by the end of the season, but it's not terribly surprising that they've played better as of late. And I think laying just a short number on the road too, that tells us that the books really like the Fever being there on the road here, going up against the Dream. So I'm going to take Fever -2.5 tonight. Plus, I went to Iowa. I'm a Iowa grad. I've got Caitlin Clark's, serial in the background. I got to support my girl. So we're going Fever -2.5. To recap, going streaking, Jesse Winker of the Nats to get a hit tonight. He has a hit in 5 straight games. Our prop lock is Aaliyah Boston over 15.5 points against the Dream. She has 27, 19, and 22 in her last 3 games. So I think that number is way too low. My dog of the day, just a slight dog, but it still is a dog. Panthers money line at about even money to wrap things up. This is going to be it tonight for the Stanley Cup. Game 6, Panthers win. They take the cup back to Florida, and they have their parade, similar to the Boston Celtics, who are celebrating their parade today. Sean's best bet, also Panthers money line. I like that we're on the same wavelength here, Sean. Plus, Matthew Tkachuk to score. We need Tkachuk to have a massive game in order for Sean to catch his Conn Smythe ticket that he has 320-1 on Tkachuk. That's insane. My best bet for today, Fever -2.5 against the Dream. I think they get it done in Atlanta, playing in a massive State Farm Arena, which is not what the Dream are typically used to playing in front of that many fans and that big of arena. So that's going to do it today here on Send It In. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kate Constable. PJ will be back with you all next week to continue more Send It In. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.